This is the anchor and the cornerstone of the theater district. Just the significance of, you know, this announcement, this presentation here today.
Yeah, I mean, theater is 100 years old. It's been through some rough times, but it is a gem. It's a cultural gem in Buffalo and Western New York. It's the largest theater of its kind in all of New York State, including Broadway. And the people of Buffalo just love this venue. It's magical. Whether you're 8 or 80, people get in this space and they're transformed. And what we're trying to do is just make it a much more enjoyable experience by making the movement of our patrons safe, efficient, and enjoyable. So it's a great, great day. Each president has had an influence in all of this, but this is a big, big jump. And as I said earlier, you know, our objective is to positively influence economic activity outside the venue. When Lion King was here earlier last year that I made reference to, in a three-week period, 68,000 people came through the doors at Shays. They spent $19 million before the ticket was purchased. So it was consumer spending that resulted from 68,000 people being in downtown Buffalo. So we're bringing people into the city, which is good. We have other initiatives that we're working on just to make the patron experience that much better. So it's all about honoring our patrons, honoring the past, and preparing this beautiful theater for the future.
Wait, to see the presentation, it was, you know, something to behold. But can you walk us through, I guess, the key points of that, when construction will begin, and sort of lay that out?
Yeah, Jeff. So we talked about 710 down the street. That will be completed in September. It started in March, so March to September. And we'll break ground here probably in November. There'll be a 24-month construction period. So we're looking at a completed project to be attached to this building in the first or second quarter of 2027. So we have a very efficient construction process, design build. We have meetings every 2 weeks with our construction consultants and our architects. So everybody's on the same page. We're not losing any time. This project was approved yesterday by the City of Buffalo Preservation Board. So it's just a really efficient, forward-leaning effort, and we just don't want to waste any time. So we're on budget and on time down the street, and we expect to be on budget and on time here as well.
It's going to take money, as you said.
It's going to take money.
Where are you still? It's a $50 million investment here. Where do you still stand on that, and how can people help?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we probably have to raise another $25 million, truthfully. And, you know, we'll take small contributions, large contributions. Obviously, like, the seat naming is a novelty that people like. They can do it fairly modestly. Just, you know, going out and knocking on doors. And I call this phase of the process the begging phase. And we'll be dealing with various sources of funding, government, foundation money, corporate. So we would encourage and invite the general public and our corporate community to become part of the new Shays. It's a celebration of the past, and it's a preparation for the future.
Yeah, I was going to ask the significance of this as this, you know, celebrating 100 years and now looking to the future of what this theater has meant to this community, to look ahead, the meaning as we, you know, we stand here today.
Yeah, I guess, being a catalyst for the redevelopment of downtown Buffalo and the Theater District, very important to us. Obviously, selling tickets comes with doing quality productions on the stage. And with Albert Nocciolino bringing the best of Broadway to Shays, Shays is a great get for Broadway because for them, it's all about selling seats. And when their 41 venues average 1,200 seats each, this offers 3,019. That's a great benefit, in addition to the aesthetic beauty of this building and its historic nature. So all of that, we just want the community to feel as though they own Shays. This is, as I said, it doesn't belong to anybody, it belongs to the community. And our responsibility is to make it better than we found it. And my goal is to make it considerably better than we found it.
Thank you.
Business in downtown bars and restaurants on nights when you have a show is great. I mean, every chair is full, every bar. Are you hoping to make that more year-round with what you're doing?
Yeah, exactly. There's a restaurant across the street, Zabijo. It's been here for decades, as you know. He's closed a lot, and it's not his fault, but lack of business. But when the theater is active, he makes up for it. We would like to keep all of these bars and restaurants open, more traditional business hours. And the only way you do that is to create pedestrian density. And the only way you do that is to activate these venues more so that people have a reason to come down. And we're looking at future projects that may include some residential, and those kinds of things will help as well.